Continental Tyres. AFL Trade Radio.
Matty Rendell, Stephen Silvani, Cam Luke. It's a late trade for MEGT, your local apprenticeship expert since 1982. We do it all thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day. All right, you've got your North Melbourne review, Matty.
Yep.
Now, well, you can take it from here because you got some songs or something here
as
well.
Yeah, so last year I had basically a title or a word or a phrase to sum up the list. But this year I thought I might do something a bit different. I don't know how it's going to work. How's it going to go? But
let's see.
I'm going to have a song for each one. Now, they're a bit eclectic. Some are just weird and wonderful, but they don't necessarily relate to their list, but it might be just the club or the new changes in coaching and the like. So here we go. Here's the two songs I pulled out for North. Okay, crisscross jump. Crisscross were two 12-year-old boys who wore their jeans backwards. And they looked like they were going to be anything, but they died. But that song was huge at the time. And Silverchair, 15-year-old boys at Newcastle School who came up with one of the greatest albums in Australia of all time. Amazing at that age. And so when I was looking at North, I've gone, this is a really young team, an exciting team. And I've gone, those two songs came to head real quick. So that's why we're playing them. So let's look at North. So they got pick one. Let's try and answer Ronnie's question first. So they'll take Horn Francis, Ronnie. I don't know if you watched it as I did on the weekend. He played for South Adelaide against Glenelg in the preliminary final. He was their best player by a mile. He's played 2 years of Central footy. He should have kicked five and he was keeping him in the game. He kicked three and hit the post twice in the last quarter when they were challenging. So they're going to call out his name, number one. Obviously the other two is Dacos and Sam Darcy. Now, I think they'll call him out number one, Ronnie, and the reason being is that he's from South Australia. They've got power there from South Australia. But I believe it would be a show of faith to the kid to say, no, you are the best player in the draft. Dacos isn't. Darcy isn't. We're calling you out number one. As a show of faith, I think you get 10 grand for being first pick in the draft. Well, why would you give 10 grand to Sam Darcy or Nick Dacos and not give it to the player you've just drafted?
Is he your number one?
I haven't seen Dacos or Darcy play this year. I haven't seen him play for a couple of years, obviously. They've played hardly any footy. I would have said Dacos on my little bit, but after watching Horn on the weekend, Horn Francis, you're very happy to take him number one. He's going to play straight up for him. So if you look at what they did last year, they found a couple of gems. Look, McKay, I think, is going to be an All-Australian fullback, and I thought he was brilliant this year, under a fair bit of pump, especially early in the season. Turner, they found a small small back who can play on the small forwards. He did a great job as well. Aaron Hall had his best year. He probably had a really good one at Gold Coast, but he was great off halfback. Zeeble, he was a little bit unreliable back then, made a lot of errors, but he's still rock solid around his leadership. Aiden Corr didn't play a game. I really like him as a player. Can play on talls and smalls. I don't know if you drafted him. Did you, Soss? Was he after your time at GWS? Aiden Corr.
No, we got them.
Yeah, I really like him as a player. And you got McDonald. The defence is really good. Your forward line's going to look like this. It's going to look Thomas, Zuhar, Stevenson, Horn Francis. He'll play in there. Larkey and Coleman Jones. So still very young. Your bench and your players you want to get a lot of time into is Powell, look great. Phillips, Marnie, Edwards, they picked him up in pre-season. 203-centimetre skinny forward ruck. Bonner, he did really well in defence. Can't get him in their best team at the moment. And then you've got Spicer, Lazario and Ford, who played a few games at the end. It was really good. So this is a really exciting quick. They're going to play quick footy. They obviously Marvel is conducive to that. They've recruited pace. They're going to be exciting. They're going to be skillful. They've got good key forwards, but they're really young. Comden came in and played a game. Coleman Jones Edwards. Key back, they're a bit light on with Tarrant going. So you wouldn't want to lose McKay, but I was thinking possibly Larkey could be a player who could fill in there too. If you've got your Comden, Coleman Jones Edwards that you want to play forward, Larkey could do a job back there for you if they get into trouble as a key back. So really good balance. The other really important recruit that they've got is Kevin White. And not many people would know who Kevin White is, but he's the strength and conditioning manager at Collingwood. I really rate him highly, and he left Collingwood and he's gone to North. He will have these blokes fit to play the way that the coach and the staff want them to play. So they won't make the finals last year, but boy, they're going to be hard to beat. And they might not make it the year after, but the following year they should be challenging the eight and causing all sorts of havoc on the way through. This is a really good balance lift, and it's only going to get better this year.
Roos fans, 1300 23 55 48. Were you surprised, or have you been surprised by the positivity, of which you just showed a lot of, compared to where it might have sat in around five or around six earlier in the year?
Well, the problem was at the start of the year, Cunnington wasn't playing, and we'll talk about him in a sec. Or Core wasn't playing. Tarrant was out as well. So three really important players for them. You had basically Larkey and Suar doing all the damage up in the forward line. And, you know, two young kids. Well, they're not young, but, you know, they're not superstars. And they were doing a great job. You saw Simpkin and Thomas grow this year, especially particularly Thomas. LDU looked great as well. So the interesting one is Cunnington. So do you think he's sitting there going, Benny Brown just played in a grand final premiership? God, said, I'm not playing in one in the next 2 years here. And there's probably 2 years he's got left. He's their best player. Mm-hmm. Do you think that he would go to the club and say, could I go to another club? Do you want to trade me? You might get something really good for it. You're not going to make the finals for the next year or two. And am I a chance to play in a premiership before he finishes? I'd like to, Damien Barrett will talk about it when he gets here, but he's a man north. But I'm interested in the discussion around it, because I think that if he went to the club, Cunnington, and found a suitor, and me and Soss had a quick word about this before we came on, we reckon he suits Essendon perfectly because they're looking for an inside mid. Essendon would jump at it, and I think North would say, well, you know, we're not going to play finals for the next 2 years. We're happy for it to go.
Look, he'd suit Essendon. I think he'd suit most clubs, to be perfect. I think he's their barometer. I just think he's too important for North to let him go. Not to say they would let him go. He's a star. And I just think, you know, he just helps those young midfielders that are coming through. And like if I looked at my time at Carlton when we cut the list, particularly when Brendan Bolton was there, we probably cut it too deeply. We went too young. You still need to be able to have these experienced players around there. And he's a super player. So I know what you're saying, Matty. But if I'm North Melbourne, I'm holding on to him.
Yeah, they haven't got a lot of depth in that senior players. Obviously, Zeeble. McDonald's one of their senior players now. And Goldstein, obviously. But Goldstein's probably maybe got a year. And they've got great replacements. So they're getting Coleman Jones to replace Goldstein. I haven't seen him ruck much, so I can't give you analysis there. And Edwards as well. So I think that they might be looking at the combo, not next year, but the year after. Coleman Jones, Edwards playing ruck forward. Exactly what we're talking about with Carlton. Because they can both play forward. I've yet to see either of them play in the ruck.
Tom's in Sunbury. He might have something to say about a Cunnington trade. Tommy, what do you think?
Hey, boys. I'm a big North fan, I think. The Cunnington one, if you see what he's like with the media and stuff, I think North is the perfect club for him. He's pretty low-key. He's pretty quiet. And the other thing I wanted to talk about was how light North are in the key position back. If McKay goes down, I don't think there's anyone on the list that can play that position. Is there anyone that you boys could see North bringing in into listed free agency? Because it's going to take at least a year or two to develop that second key defender.
Yeah, well, there's a captain obvious out there in Daniel Talia, but I don't think North are going down that track. The one I mentioned before is on their list is Larkey, especially considering they've got Coleman Jones and Edwards who could play forward. If they get into trouble, I've got no doubt Larkey could play as a key back there. They are light on now that Tarrant's gone. They might try and get someone cheap to shore up that position for the next year or two.
The other one, the other possibility, I'm not too sure where his body's at, and I think Brisbane might have some interest, is Levi Casbolt. He played his best footy pretty much when he played down to the back line at centre-half back.
True.
So he could be an option, but having said that, I'm unsure what his body's like at the minute.
1-300-23-55-48. That's 1-300-23-55-48. The Kogan Mobile Open Line is open. In particular to you Roos fans, what do you think, Matty Rendell? One, what do you think of the songs that he attached to your club? But two, what do you make of the list analysis of where they sat? And I think the positivity is something that turns 180 degrees in the second half of the year, Sauce. There is no doubt there was some huge worries, and not to suggest that some of these kids haven't always been tagged as talented, but the way they're able to turn it around in the second half of the year, they threatened to not win the Wooden Spoon a couple of times late in the year. Now, they have ended up getting, which I think is works for the club, and they were trying to not get it, but I think it's one thing that, I think if you look back at round 10, odds-wise, always gamble responsibly, that would have been $1, but later in the year, they did flirt with finishing a bit higher than 18th.
Yeah, they did. I think it was just their effort. I mean, I reckon supporters are smart enough when you're going through a rebuild. All they want to see is some hope, and they want to see effort with it, with their playing group. And I think North supporters walk away from that season saying that, yep, you know what, we've got some young talent going through. We know there's going to be some hard yards going forward, but you know what, they brought effort.
And they're going to be really exciting. You know, David Noble's going to play a fast play-on game of style of football. He's come from the Chris Fagan, we're in the entertainment business.
Yeah, and just on that, and you mentioned it earlier, Melbourne, you know, Brisbane, successful teams and teams that have really taken that leap in the last couple of years, won all the way to the top of the tree, play that type of football. And everyone copycats, as well you should, because you always got to try and find the way that suits your team but also has success. And right now the game is geared towards these high-scoring running teams. And Brisbane, Melbourne, and when North played really well in the second half of the year, that's how they were taking the game on.
They were, but having said that, if you would go, I just want to go back to Melbourne. I mean, what's really interesting is we look at Simon Goodwin, but I think we've got to also look at Paul Roos was there beforehand, and his 2 or 3 years was very much a defensive style. He did teach that group and show them how to defend, and then obviously, you know, Simon Goodwin brought a bit of flair and whatever. And it just didn't happen overnight. I mean, there were some hiccups along the way. You know, in 2014, they were 17th. And in 2019, they ended up being 17th as well. So it's not a linear thing, you know. So I think they did have some hiccups. But it's just really interesting when a list build, it just, you know, everyone may say it takes 5 years, 6 years. It might take 8. It might take 9 years to get to where. But they stuck to their plan. And I think the thing about North is if they can look at what Melbourne did over that, you know, that 7, 8, 9 year period, they didn't buckle. They didn't buckle along the way. They brought experience into the club in terms of coaches and administrators. And they stuck to their plan, and they got their result. Mm. That's what North need to do.
Max from Melbourne sent in Jake Riccardi. Now, that is a good move for North because he showed, certainly in the NEAFL, or the VFL it was called this year, that he could play as a key back. He's also been a really good key forward. So yeah, that's a good get, Max.
Well, just on that,
I like that.
I think Max is on the line, so he might be able to push a little bit harder. Okay. Max, have we got you? You got us, Max?
Yeah, hey, boys, sorry, look, phone cut out for a second, but I'm thinking Jake Riccardi is an unrestricted free agent who Giants could be looking to offload. And Hawthorn, a team looking for a bit of youth and a potential opportunity to flourish a young player. And with the likes of Jack Gunston being on the outer and, you know, a bit of injuries, but he's still got a lot of worth in the footy community and, you know, teams like Collingwood and Melbourne potentially offering a first rounder for him. Look, given the fact that he hasn't been able to play for a year and a half with a back injury, but he's still got an All-Australian player at heart, you know, he could easily pull out some wonderful stuff for a team like the Demons or Collingwood who are looking to push the 8 this year. So given the fact that Hawthorn could add another key forward in Jake Riccardi and potentially another first rounder, Hawthorn could be looking like they've got set for the future for the next few years.
Yeah, we'll talk about them later in the week. I thought you were talking about Riccardi for North as a key back.
Works, works as well.
Works, but also you're right. You know, we're hearing Tim O'Brien might have some interest from Port Adelaide. That came out today too. So he did really well down back, but Denver Granger Barras is going to be there all year as long as he's fit. But they've got Kaczynski playing really well as a forward, and they're a bit light on for key forwards there with you don't know where Gunston is at the moment either with his back. You would assume he's okay.
Rowan, Michael, Max, wait right there. We're going to come to you on the other side of this. And that's the best way to kickstart the list committee. You can get involved, in particular on Twitter, at Trade Radio. Let us know what you thought of Matty Rendell running his eye over the Roos in 2021. It was all thanks to Ego Power Tools. Think outside with 56-volt Ego Power Plus outdoor power equipment. A very quick break. Rowan, Michael, Max, we're coming to you next.